Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to episode 52 of Raw Law, Snake Oil Salesman, where we discuss recent legislation from the FTC concerning the touting of bogus COVID-19 cures. In the more than 1 year of dealing with this particular plague, we've seen phony evangelists and creamsicle-colored presidents come out with outlandish claims for supposed COVID cures, claims that were either unfounded in science or out-and-out hogwash. So our friendly neighborhood regulators at the Federal Trade Commission came up with some laws to try and curb these nasty people with their naughty attempts at pushing phony COVID cures. So pop your D3 capsules, folks, and let's get into it. You Trump fans, please don't drink the bleach or the Kool-Aid. As a Christmas present to the gullible, the FTC in December 2020 passed the COVID-19 Consumer Protection Act, which prohibits deceptive trade acts or practices during the pandemic regarding alleged treatments, cures, preventions, and other such things. Violate that law and you face civil penalties. Nice ones too, more than $43,000 per violation. Now normally you're going to get a warning letter from the FTC first to cease and desist, but recently one bullshit artist didn't pay attention and the FTC took him to task. QuickWork LLC was marketing vitamin D and zinc products which were claimed scientifically proven to treat or prevent COVID. Company said their products were as or more effective than vaccines. The lawsuit against this company just commenced and we'll see how this pandemic case pans out. The point is, folks, be very, very careful. When you are promoting a COVID treatment or product, don't make claims that aren't based on competent research. Don't puff your product or you might find yourself in front of a federal judge. Put disclaimers all over your advertisements. And if there are any studies that actually support your claims, reference them along with the disclaimers. At the very least, you want language that says, quote, this statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, close quote. If you are running a vitamin store or a drugstore, make sure your personnel don't say stupid things about what will and what won't treat or cure COVID. Have written policies and instructions in place. Now, there are a number of studies leading to the conclusion that those with vitamin D deficiencies experience more severe COVID symptoms. That doesn't yet or might never equate to a claim that vitamin D is a cure or preventative for COVID. So be careful with your claims and be careful with the claims of other businesses pushing products that are not proven to beat our friendly neighborhood pandemic. Now, if you want to maintain the health of your business or real estate investment enterprise with some financing that will help, listen to the following very important message.
Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's RAWLAWINFO, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application. Low doc and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free. And the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.